She does, and she gets
but
she
maybe
gets
she knew,
aggressive.
Maybe she knew she had some to
she
burn.
She can give some up tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is Gavinsky, or I should say this is, yeah, Gavinsky at the line. Her first attempt is good, so she's on the board.
Earlier in the second half when she swatted the ball out, I thought for sure she was going to pick up a foul at that point.
Second attempt, that's good as well. Grace Gavinsky sinks a pair of free throws. And the Pumas lead by 19. Caitlin Frank on the drive, well, she's double teamed. Ball's knocked away, but Caden's Funmaker's got it. She picks up her dribble. Now they find Deja White. Kick it out to Gilbert. Right wing. Three-point look. Long. Rebounded by Gavinsky, and she wants to run. Into traffic. Ball is swatted away by Taylen Bell. Out of bounds. Poinette's going to keep it.
Nice defense by Taylen Bell.
Good
pushing
hustle,
that out.
For
it's
sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Those freshmen are making me happy.
Taylor Spurl checks back in for the Thunderbirds. Inbound for Poinette. Goes to Walls. Now she's looking to drive. Instead, she kicks it out to Tice for a three-point look from the left wing. No good. Funmaker with the rebound. She fires up court to Caitlin Frank. Out ahead looking for a layup. It is good. Caitlin Frank.
Boy, and I've been waiting for that all night. A Funmaker to Frank. Put it up for two.
59-42, Poinette. Walls on the dribble, drive, finds Tice. Now they swing it around. That's a three-point look from the right corner. Converted.
Wow.
That's good.
Grace
for
Gavinsky.
Her first field goal, and it's a 20-point Poinette lead. Under 4 minutes to play. Baraboo now working its half-court offense. Maddie Gilbert looking to drive. Left-handed floater off the backboard. No good, but there's Deja White with the rebound and the putback.
Boy, Deja White's position was perfect. The putback was perfect, and the bonus is 2 points.
And we got a timeout. Baraboo here with 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go. So we mentioned earlier these two teams did play last year with the Pumas winning a home game 47-39. Their next game will be coming up on Saturday when they travel to Lakeside Lutheran. The Pumas are actually coming off a defeat. They lost to Lake Mills 55-44 just about a week ago.
Boy, and we're going back into conference play as we travel on Thursday to go to Portage. Stoughton's going to be at Mount Horeb. Edgewood is going to be at McFarland. That's going to be the game of our conference. And Sauk is going to be at Reedsburg.
All kinds of action yet to come.
McFarland leads our division 7-0. They made it through the first half of the season without a conference loss.
And we saw them here, and they're as good as advertised.
Oh, my gosh, they're good. They're still ranked in the state. They've got four losses, actually, but they've lost to three other state-ranked
quality
teams.
Non-conference
yeah,
opponents.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we saw, of course,
absolutely.
We saw Tegan Mullaney here, and she's something else. She can fire it from just about anywhere on the floor.
She is, and you know, a lot of times teams like that are going to set up their non-conference games to be competition that are going to prepare them for the next level, and that's what they did. But they're what a team.
Poinette inbounds. They're looking to operate half-court offense. They've got a big lead, but they've still been willing to fire it up. And there's a loose ball on the floor. Riley Tice comes away with it. She's going to kick it out. Three-point look from the right wing for Poinette. Rattles out and back in again. That's a three-point hit for Capri Laposik. Her second triple of the game.
They have a number of players that have scored three-point baskets tonight.
Nobody's afraid to fire out there. Caitlin Frank looking to drive in the lane. Left side, backboard. Good. Caitlin Frank continues a strong second-half scoring effort. 65-46. Baraboo picking up the pressure. Full court. Poinette breaks it. They're going to fire for three again. Left wing. Capri Laposik again sinks it.
Oh, I have to start making my number smaller. I got to get the let out. On and on.
The Pumas are firing away. And here's Caden's Funmaker with a nice drive and dish. Setting up Deja White with an easy deuce. From the right side off the backboard.
Boy, Deja White's had 10 points in the second half. Just looking just like that.
68-48, Poinette. And there's a pass nearly stolen away by White, but instead, Grace Gavinsky comes away with the loose ball, scores, and draws a foul.
Deja White picks up her second foul again. I'm proud of her for staying
showing
relatively
some restraint, yes.
Foul-free. She kind of put her hands over her face when she made that foul, but gosh,
for sure.
She's had a nice game. defensively. Grace Kavinsky puts in her free throw.
Indeed. So she has had a strong second half scoring effort as well. 2 minutes to go. There's Taylor Spurl on a drive. She kisses it off the backboard for her first basket. The freshman guard driving and scoring. It's 71-50. Under 2 minutes to go. Grace, or I should say that's a half. I like how even in a game that's long since decided, both teams are running and firing.
Absolutely.
It's been entertaining. Cadence Funmaker on the drive, on the spin, with the going for the lay-in. She misses but is fouled. And as we wind down under 2 minutes to go here, the boys' teams are in the wings getting ready for their matchup, set to tip. Well, originally they were saying 7:30. This will be, might be a little before that. Funmaker's free throw rattles in. So she's got, what, 9 here in the second half?
Yep, that is her 9th point.
Leah Hess checks in, replacing Deja White, and we are going to see another sub here for the T-Birds. Coming in for Baraboo. I don't have a 43.
For Baraboo?
But you, free throw attempt, no good for Funmaker.
Well, I don't have a 43 either.
Sabrina Hartman has checked in along with Maritza Ramirez.
I didn't realize. Excellent.
Poinette's got the ball, looking to build on a 20-point lead with a minute and a half to go. Driving the baseline, but out of bounds was Capri Lapasic, who has been a menace to the T-Birds here late in the second half. Cadence Funmaker is going to walk it up for the Baraboo offense. See if they can get within 20 here before the end of play here this evening. Taylor Spurl's got it on the right wing. Takes a screen, driving, left side, and is called for a travel. Turnover, Baraboo. Poinette's going to inbound. T-Bird showing three-quarters court pressure. Pretty moderate at this point. Not intense full court pressure. Pumas break it easily and settle into their half-court offense. A minute to play. Poinette leads Baraboo by 20. Here they find Heth on the left block. Turnaround floater, no good. Little hook shot there, no good, but it's out of bounds off Baraboo. Poinette will inbound from the baseline.
Been doing my ciphering. Trying to figure out if I have my book right.
And driving baseline, floating, missing was Lapasic, but there's a putback.
Valerie
Heff with her first bucket. A lot of scoring from a lot of different sources tonight for the Pumas. Nice balanced effort. And there's a steal. Capri Lapasic. But the ball's loose, knocked out of bounds. Baraboo's going to get it. 23.8 seconds to go. Ramirez inbounds to Funmaker. She's looking to pass to Hartman. It's tipped away. Hess has got it. She's trapped, but she finds Funmaker baseline. Fires out to Spurl, right wing. Under 10 seconds. Taylor Spurl into traffic. Ball is stolen away. Heth has got it. 3 seconds to go. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Funmaker. Poinette's going to have it with 1 second to play. Ball is inbounded. And Poinette's going to just hang on to it. Your final score, the Poinette Pumas 73, Baraboo Thunderbirds 51. Want to remind everybody listening on 99.7 Max FM, as well as those on the NFHS network, that John Gunnell and I are going to bring you the boys game in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we're going to have Chris tally up some stats for us.
I've been tallying stats, and boy, oh boy, they went on a 3-point run in the at the end of the half, and that's what got us in the second half. We were leading. You know, the first part, in the third quarter we were leading, but in the fourth quarter they put on a three-point clinic, and That pulled it out of proportion for us. We were leading for the second half is what I should say.
Right. The Thunderbirds made a game effort to get back in it there early in the second half, but the Pumas eventually pulled away.
Evelyn Albrecht led all players tonight with 15 points. Mercedes Lapasek had 13, and Cody Woodward had 12. Capri Lapasek had 10. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, though, Caitlin Frank had a nice second half, ended the night with 13 points. Deja White had 12 points. 10 of those points were in the second half. And Katie Funmaker, who checked in for the second half of this game, ended the night with 9 points. Maddie Gilbert had 6. Taylan Bell, Taylor Spurl, Peyton Stelzer, Leah Hess, and Cassidy Gates all had 2, and Bianca Brown had 1. I wish we would have had our full team in the first half like we did in the second half, you know, with Katie Funmaker being able to play both halves of the ball, Taylor Spurl being able to play both halves of the ball, because I think it would have taken a little bit of pressure off some of our other players.
Yeah, the first half might have gone a little differently, yeah, for sure. Well, as it stands, your final score is Poinette 73, Baraboo 51. That's the end of the girls' varsity half of this doubleheader. We're going to bring you the boys' game coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to send you back to music for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back to preview the boys' game and bring you that action in just a few minutes here on the NFHS Network, as well as on 99.7 Max FM. Christy, for Christy Fell, Ben Bromley, happy to be with you. Thanks for joining us. Christy, nice work, even without lead.
Oh,
you got the job.
I still could do it even without lead. I know, old teachers bring... We carry chalk, you know? And don't say anything to Ganelle about smelling like a girl at the end of the night.
We'll be back with girls action next week, Tuesday, when the Thunderbirds host Mount Horeb on 99.7 Max FM.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where preparations are underway for the second game in tonight's doubleheader featuring the visiting Poinette Pumas and the host Baraboo Thunderbirds. I am Ben Bromley, joined this evening by John Gunnell. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's been a while. You know, it's only been like a month, but for some reason it seems like it was a last year.
It was indeed. Between the holiday break and the extended road trip for the Thunderbird boys, it's been about a month since we brought you a home broadcast. We're thrilled to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS network. So the Thunderbirds come into the season at 10-3. They're 4-3 in the Badger Small. Of course, this is a non-conference game tonight. Poinette comes in at 4-4, and they have not yet played a conference game. That's what happens when your conference only has four teams.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting looking at that today and seeing that they hadn't even played a conference game yet.
How about that? So for the T-Birds, as we always see, Ross Legal, of course, is always a big factor. And Alex Hannigan has been an excellent point guard this year for the T-Birds. And they've got a few different scoring options as well. That always seems to be the key. If you can keep Ross out of foul trouble and Luke Vittengill and some of the key starters for the T-Birds, keep them on the floor, that tends to have led to success this season. The T-Birds actually are coming off a humbling defeat at a state-ranked Stoughton team. The Thunderbirds lost 79-36 on Thursday at Stoughton. That's one of many top-shelf opponents the Thunderbirds have faced this season.
Yeah, you know, the Thunderbirds got double-digit wins already, you know, and as you said, a well-balanced attack for the Thunderbirds. They have a number of players who've stepped up and been scoring leaders throughout the course of this season, and they've relied on Ross a lot, but there were games where Ross wasn't there and people stepped up and filled that void, and they've had an impressive season so far.
They managed to win a couple without him here and there. Ross Legal does lead the Thunderbirds with more than 20 points a game. He's followed by Alex Hannigan with nearly 13 a game, and Toby Lefevre at 12 a game. He's, of course, been a welcome, I want to say addition. Welcome to, he's not an addition, but it was good to have him back after an early season injury that limited his playing time.
Well, lots of experience on the floor tonight as I was looking at the starting lineup for the Poinette Pumas, and they are all senior starters, and we have 4 out of 5 starters who are seniors, so lots of experience on the floor.
So these two teams, they did play last year with the Thunderbirds dropping a 63-57 decision at Poinette. After tonight's game, the T-Birds' next matchup, they'll face Milton at Oregon as part of the Badger Challenge on Saturday, and they'll be at Boston a week from tonight. As for the Pumas, they are coming off a defeat. They lost 63-59 to Wisconsin Heights 10 days ago. Their next game, they will host Lake Mills on Thursday.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, you said they haven't played a conference game yet. They've had 2 games against Wisconsin Heights this year.
How about that? Okay, find opponents wherever you can. Last year, the Pumas went 12-14. They went 4-6 in the Capital North. This year, they come in at 4-4, and the teams are getting huddled up. I think we're going to do the national anthem in just a few minutes here. Our next broadcast after tonight of Baraboo High School boys basketball is going to not be until February, John. We have like a month break, and now we get about 3 more weeks when the Thunderbirds host Mount Horeb on February 1st.
Well, you know what they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
And we'll be having a slew of home games toward the end of the season throughout February, so you'll get plenty of me then. We're ticking down in just a few seconds until we do the anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups. We'll mention the broadcast sponsors that make our call possible for you. These include Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, John, as they announce the starting lineups here on the court, would you like to go over those for our listeners?
Certainly. The Poinette Pumas are led by senior Alex Bush. Also senior Chase Hansen. A 6'4" inch senior Hunter Wells. 6'3" inch senior Liam Naprala. And rounding out the starting lineup for Poinette, a 6'3" inch senior Brett Hackbart. And for the Baraboo Thunderbirds, they're led into tonight's contest by 5'11" senior Jason Zitlow, a 6'1" inch junior Alex Hannigan, a 6'1" inch senior Toby Lefevre, a 6'5" inch senior Bo Brewster, and rounding out the starting lineup for the Baraboo Thunderbirds, a 6'8" inch senior Ross Legal.
Well, speaking of players you're glad to have back, this is Bo Brewster's first action that we've seen since early in the year when I think he broke his foot or injured his ankle, something along that line. In any event, it's good to have Bo Brewster back on that front line. Like you said, at 6'5", he brings a lot of size.
Absolutely. He brings a lot of talent to the Thunderbird roster that was already, you know, clicking on all cylinders. So you said they had that tough loss against Stoughton. Kind of surprising score. I thought that was going to be a real battle, and unfortunately didn't turn out that way. But
yeah. Tough opponent on the road, but yeah, you'd like to make a little better showing, and I'm sure the T-Birds will be hungry to show their true selves here this evening. Like you mentioned, they've got a great record. They're off to a 10-3 start. They've got a great resume. They're looking to build on here tonight against the Pumas in a non-conference matchup. A Poinette representing the Capital North. And I guess since we did the anthem before the girls' game, we're not going to do the anthem. We're going to go right to the tip, the opening jump ball. So Ross Legal, as always, ready to jump center. Like you mentioned, at 6'8", he is the T-Birds' tallest player. He's going to be jumping with Liam Naprala. Referee's ready to put the ball in play. It's in the air and tipped from Legal to Hannigan. We're underway. Baraboo on offense, moving from our right to our left here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School. Poinette comes out in the 2-3 zone. Baraboo looking to operate. Toby Lefevre penetrates the zone, passes up the shot, tries to get it to Legal, and ooh, there's a foul on Legal, 90 feet from the other hoop. Not the start you're looking for if you're the Thunderbirds.
No, nice job attacking that zone, but that's not the kind of foul you want to pick up early here.
I was about to say, you'd love to see Toby just take that shot. You're 7 feet from the hoop.
Yep.
You've beaten the zone. Take that shot. Instead, it leads to a loose ball and an early foul on the Thunderbird star, big man. So that's Legal's first, team's first. Poinette now on offense. Moving around, they're facing man-to-man defense from the Thunderbirds. Naprala was trapped. He finds a teammate. Working it around the perimeter. Naprala's got it out there, left baseline. Hansen's got it. He finds the post. Left-hand flip off the backboard. That's no good for Hackbart. Legal's got the rebound. Gets to Hannigan at midcourt. Baraboo sets up the half-court offense. There's Jason Zitlow, left wing. Over to Hannigan, top of the key. Lefevre, right wing.
Can't just work impatiently against that 2-3 zone.
You got the three guards working it around the perimeter. You got Legal and Brewster looking to find a crease inside. There's a pass knocked out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it. We are scoreless here, just underway. Ben Bromley and John Goodell with you on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network. Baraboo inbounds. Jason Zitlow's got it. Finds Lefevre. Back to Zitlow. Swings over left wing. Hannigan's got an open three-point look from the wing. He'll fire it. A little short. But Brewster grabs the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Zitlow. Top of the key. Three-point look. Rattles out. No good. Into the hands of Lefevre. Put back. And he is fouled. Shot attempt no good. But Toby Lefevre and the T-Birds active on the offensive glass.
And they got some good looks at the hoop that time.
Sure did. Open threes that you feel like you're willing to take that all night long. So Lefevre's going to shoot a pair. Toby comes in, averaging just over 12 points a game. His first attempt off the back iron, no good. No one's ready to lift the lid off this hoop here. Lefevre's got a second attempt coming up. He trails only Legal and Hannigan in scoring for Baraboo. Second attempt in the air. That's long as well off the back iron. Rebound into the hands of Poinette. Chase Hansen's going to bring it up. He's across the timeline. He's willing to be patient. Defended by Hannigan. He finds Hunter Wells. Wells with a handoff to Hackbart. Hackbart kicks it out. Naprala's going to look to drive on Ross Legal. Instead, they'll shoot a fadeaway floater. That's good. Nice looking
post
move.
Not an easy shot over.
Right? Challenging Ross Legal isn't a great idea, but Liam Naprala is able to convert, and we are on the board here, 2-0 point net. Baraboo now looking to answer against this point net zone. Hannigan swings to Lefevre and back, now over to Zitlow. Poinette extending its zone out beyond the arc. And sagging, trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Big Ross Legal on the low block. Hannigan now finds a crease. He's looking to drive. Whirling. Turning it over. Naprala's got the loose ball. But Hannigan steals it right back. And now he's looking to push. He's across midcourt, across the arc, finds Zitlow. Left corner, three ball. Oh, around the rim and backboard, no good. Baraboo can't
buy one right now.
Can't buy one in the early going.
Lots of good looks, though. Everything's been right on target, just not falling.
Poinette now looking to operate. Hackbart gets it out to Bush at the T-Bird logo. He finds Hackbart again. They swing it over to Hansen, left corner. Hansen back to Hackbart. He's operating on Legal. Double team. Kicks it out. Naprala doesn't want the three. He had Hunter Wells on the right block, but instead he finds Hansen with a nice little drive and floater. 7-foot floater.
Nice little Chase cut that Hansen. Time by Hansen.
And that's a quick 30-second timeout. Thunderbirds want to talk things over. It's point at 4, Baraboo 0.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, Ben, was the fact that, you know, it's Bo Brewster's first time we've seen him, and Toby Lefevre has spent some time early in the season injured, and that's given some depth to the Thunderbirds. They've got players on their bench who've had a lot of varsity minutes so far this year, and I think as the season goes on, that becomes really, really important.
No question. We've seen that sometimes the front line has gotten a little thin in Bo Brewster's absence. It's great to have him back. And, of course, they've got Dan Olson, who's been a key contributor. We get to bring him off the bench now instead of being pressed into the duty and the starting lineup.
And you got Luke Vittingall, who's also giving you some quality minutes for the Thunderbirds.
I think it's the first time in 4 years I haven't seen Luke starting.
Yeah, it's kind of a different look, but that's a good thing, I think.
Luke is in the game. He inbounds it to Zitlow. They get it back to Vittingall, giving Alex Hannigan a break. Those two are going to handle the point guard duties. As Baraboo looks to get on the scoreboard here. 14 minutes to play, first half. Poinette leads 4-0. Working it around the perimeter. Lefevre's got it. He finds Zitlow. Zitlow's had a couple of open threes. He hasn't been able to bring one home yet. There's Ross Legal. They find him for a nice little kiss in the lane. A nice dish and finish. Ross Legal scores, and it's 4-2. Pumas look to respond. Hansen's got it. He's out at the T-Bird logo, defended by Vittingall. Swings it over to Naprala, left wing. Hackbart, now at the top of the key. He's looking to drive on Lefevre. Picks up his dribble. Pumas continue to work it around the three-point arc. Lefevre pokes it away, but the Pumas grab it.
He just happened to be in the right place at the right time on the backside that time.
For sure.
Literally.
There's a handoff. Hansen looking to drive. There's another floater, 10-foot. No good. Vittingall's got the rebound. Fires up court to Legal. He's quickly double-teamed. Hansen strips it away, but Legal regains possession. Baraboo's got it. Lefevre finds Zitlow. He's got another open three-point look. Left wing. That's good. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Jason Zitlow hits a triple and takes the lead. 5-4 Baraboo.
You figured eventually that shot was going to start going down.
Keep taking those open three-point looks. You bet. Poinette now looking to regain the lead. Naprala's got it. Dribbles out to the left wing. He's working on Legal. Picks up his dribble. Looking for help. Hands to Hackbart. Left elbow. He's out to Hansen at the logo. Poinette will reset. T-Birds playing man-to-man defense, as is their custom.
I like to see that, too. There's been times where they've played zone this year, and I like to see them play man-to-man and really just put a lot of pressure on the ball.
And Luke Vittingall is doing just that, extending the defense well beyond the arc. He runs into a solid screen but recovers and forces a turnover. Hansen throws the ball out of bounds. Alex Hannigan is going to check back in for the Thunderbirds. Meanwhile, we'll get our first look at Bryce Fry. He is going to replace Alex Bush for the Pumas.
That was an excellent job that time by the Thunderbirds in the half-court defense, forcing that error.
So the Thunderbirds get to toss in a side out and set up their half-court offense, leading by a point, 12 minutes to go, first half. You can find Hannigan over to Zitlow, left wing. Thunderbirds trying to probe this 2-3 zone. Hannigan finds Vittengill, right wing. Back to Hannigan, left wing. There's Toby Lefevre posting up in the lane. Little Kevin McHale action.
Little spin
and
move
he finishes.
To the hoop there. Nice job
old
by Toby.
School post move and a kiss off the backboard. Toby Lefevre scores a pair, and it's 7-4 Thunderbirds. Love to see a guard who can post up and score in the paint.
Now I got another foul far from the basket that time by Luke Vittengall.
Luke, of course, always plays an aggressive style of defense. Isn't afraid of some contact.
For Luke, that's his first foul, and it's the second team foul.
11 and a half to go. Poinette trails by three. They've got the ball. Here's Chase Hansen looking to go baseline. It's poked free by Vittengill. Legal comes away with the rebound. Hands to Hannigan. Turnover, Poinette.
Third turnover on the night for the Pumas.
Nice pass from Toby Lefevre. Defends Ross Legal in the lane. Ball is knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it. Bo Brewster is going to return. He's going to replace Legal.
I think Ross got that a little bit lower than he wanted.
It was a nice idea, but yeah. It was a kind of a pass at his shins. That's true. Justin Wells checks in for Poinette. He replaces Hunter Wells. And there's a Thunderbolt. Luke Vittengill. Vittengill with a triple. Puts the Thunderbirds up 10-4. Poinette now looking to answer.
Be careful there. Not to put another one.
Narrowly avoids picking up a quick second foul. Now looking to drive as Hackbart. He kicks it out. Hansen's on the right wing. His interior feed is tipped away and stolen by Alex Hannigan. Hannigan, of course, always loading up the stat sheet in every category, including steals. Here he finds Lefevre. Lefevre's looking to drive, and the ball is tied up. I think we're going to call it a jump. That's going to go to Poinette.
Toby made a cut to the left there and didn't take the ball with him. It got stopped by the defender, actually.
Forgot something important. Mason Freimuth checks in, replacing Chase Hansen. And Legal is going to return. That was a quick break. He replaces Lefevre. So Thunderbirds have Bo Brewster and Ross Legal to defend the paint. Three guards on the floor as well. They're now extending the defense. Half-court trap, or I should say three-quarter court trap. Pumas break it. They find Naprala for a baseline jumper. No good. Bo Brewster comes down with the rebound. He finds Vittengill. Thunderbirds want to run. They've got a 3-on-2. Vittengill fires cross-court to Zitlow. Now they've tried to find Legal in the paint. Pass was tipped away, but he's able to get his hands on it and draw a foul on a shot attempt.
He's going to go to the line for two now.
They got Naprala with that foul. He's got two here in the first half. Two team fouls on the Pumas. Ross Legal's first free throw attempt is in the air and no good. He leads the T-Birds in scoring at 20 points a game, leads them in rebounding at nearly 12 and a half a contest, and also averages 2.5 assists a game, trailing only Alex Hannigan. Second free throw is in the air and good. Ross Legal now has three, and Baraboo leads by 7. 10 minutes to go, first half. Poinette looking to break this, looks like a zone trap here, kind of a 1-2-2 zone trap, three-quarter court. Poinette manages to pick up a foul, look like they got Hackbart. A push. Fouls on Vittengill, so he's got a quick two. He's going to have a seat. He's replaced by Toby Lefevre. And I think what you're seeing here, John, too, is with this added depth with some of these players back from injury, Coach Fish is more liberal in his use of the subs, getting people in and out. You get a couple fouls, you're going to sit because they've got available personnel.
And again, I think that's really smart because, as I said, as the season goes on, those minutes are going to pay off.
Brett Hackbart scores from the low block on the inbound pass. It's 11-6 Thunderbirds. Hackbart's first bucket of the game. Poinette continues to operate the 2-3 zone. Thunderbirds find Bo Brewster, who kicks it out. Jason Zitlow, right corner. That's a Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Jason Zitlow with his second triple, and it's 14-6, Thunderbirds.
That's one way to get him out of that zone.
Poinette breaks
shoot
the pressure.
It.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see if there's a response. If Coach Odegaard gets out of that zone, if the Thunderbirds continue to rain threes. Now looking to drive. That's Bryce Fry. He's trapped. Gets it out to Krimuth, who gets it to Hackbart. Nice shot fake. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Legal. He gets the hand again. Here come the T-Birds. Always looking to run. There's Toby Lefevre looking to drive. He's in the lane, off the backboard, no good. But he draws a foul. We're going to have two free throws coming up for Toby Lefevre.
I like how Toby's attacking that zone.
He certainly is, getting right into the lane. Foul was on Justin Wells, his first. Only three so far for the Pumas. Lefevre's first free throw is a swish. He's got three. Couple of subs. Chase Hansen returns for the Pumas, replacing Naprala, and we also have Spencer Noctigal checking in for the T-Birds, replacing Zitlow. We are under 9 minutes to go. It's Baraboo 15, Poinette 6, here in a non-conference matchup here, back end of a doubleheader. Second free throw attempt for Lefevre is good. The Poinette girls won the front end, 73-51 over the Thunderbirds. Baraboo remains in its three-quarter court zone trap, and Hackbart was trapped at midcourt, is able to escape. Poinette sets up the half-court offense. Baraboo seems to be going zone with that trap and then man-to-man when they fall back into the half-court. Hackbart's going to take a three from the right wing. Rims out, no good. Alex Hannigan on the rebound. Now he's pushing it up the floor. Lefevre kicks it out to Hannigan. There's a three-point look near the top of the key, no good. Batted out into the hands of the Pumas. Mason Freimuth gives it up to Chase Hansen. He'll swing it over to Hackbart. Hackbart wants to fire another right wing three. That one's off the mark as well. And they're going to get Justin Wells with a bump and a foul. He fouled Lefevre under the basket.
That'll be Wells' second.
And looks like he is going to be replaced. Alex Bush is going to check back in. He's going to take Hackbart's spot. He's going to... So it's Hackbart who comes out, not Justin Wells. He's going to stay in there with those two fouls. Dan Olson is going to check in for the Thunderbirds, his first action, replacing Bo Brewster.
Yeah, and Dan's another one of those players that has gotten a lot of minutes early in the season and really quality minutes for the Thunderbirds.
So Baraboo will inbound and walk it up court. Hannigan fires to Lefevre across the timeline. Baraboo will set up that half-court offense, leading by 10, under 8 minutes to go, first half. Thunderbirds have had some success, making some splashes from behind the arc. And there's a nice feed, interior pass to Dan Olson. They find him on the left block for a layup. Sweet looking feed.
And Olson making his presence felt immediately.
Thunderbirds now lead by a dozen. And there's a foul. I think they're going to get Hannigan for this one. Fouled Bryce Fry.
I think that was on Spencer Noctigal.
Okay. It is indeed his first, team's fourth. Both teams with four fouls here in the first half. Pumas will inbound from the sideline. They need to cut into a 12-point deficit here in the first half. Inbounds to Chase Hansen at the T-Bird logo. Fires over to Freimuth. Over to Bush, right wing. To Fry. Thinking about a three, thinking about a drive. Now he's on the dribble. He'll give that over to Freimuth. Freimuth looking to drive on Noctigal. There's a drive by Fry. 8 foot shot, no good. Legal with the rebound, and he gets it out quickly to Olson. Olson looking to drive and does just that, scoring off the glass from the left side. Dan Olson with four quick points. Big man run on the floor. The T-Birds definitely are looking to get out and run here tonight.
Yeah, and that was really set up by on this end by Ross Legal.
For sure. The quick rebound and the outlet.
Ross did a nice job that time providing some help defense. Shot was missed, turned around, got the rebound, and they were off and running.
T-Bird's defense seems to be stymieing the Pumas here. They're having a tough time getting a good look. And so far, their three-point looks haven't dropped. Fry looking to drive. He's double teamed. Picks up his dribble.
Nice
gets
help
it out.
That time by
Hannigan. Freimuth's going to fire for three. That's off the back iron. No good. Pumas remain cold from distance. Here come the Thunderbirds. Hannigan to Lefevre. Lefevre wants to drive. He's been a busy guy tonight. Shot a little long off the bracket. Rebound into the hands of Poinette. Here comes Freimuth. He finds Fry, whose driving shot attempt is no good. T-Birds come away with it. Hannigan has it knocked out of his hands by Hansen, but the Thunderbirds will keep it. Zitlow and Brewster are about to return for the Thunderbirds, and we're going to have Naprala and Hackbart return for the Pumas.
And I like how Coach Fish is rotating his players. He's keeping them fresh and giving them time on the floor.
Baraboo leads by 14, under 6 minutes to go, first half. They'll be inbounding from their baseline. It's fired out to Jason Zitlow for a three-point look. Off the mark, no good, but Bo Brewster grabs an offensive rebound. His putback attempt is no good, but he's fouled. There's Bo Brewster doing the heavy lifting on the offensive
glass there, yeah.
Bush is called for the foul, his first. And that is five team fouls now on the Pumas. Brewster fires his first free throw attempt. It's good. He is on the board. And looks like we are going to see Trayton Hepp check in for the T-Birds. Like you mentioned, Coach Fish digging into his bench here tonight. Hepp will replace Dan Olson. And there again, having a 15-point lead helps.
Yeah.
You can afford to go to the bench and keep everybody fresh, get everybody some playing time. We've seen, well, at least 10 players, I think, so far.
Boy, and Dan making most of his minutes there.
He sure did. Brewster sinks his second free throw. Yeah, Olson's point per minute looked pretty good. His plus minus will be spectacular. Pumas now on offense. They trail by 16. Naprala looking to drive. Kicks it out. Hansen's got it in the left corner. He's going to drive on Zitlow. Into a double team. Picks up his dribble. Finds Naprala right wing. T-Birds continue to play man-to-man. Aggressively defending the passing lanes.
They are. This is the best man-to-man defense I've seen them play all year.
Agreed. Hackbarth gives it up on the left elbow. Naprala drives into a double team and is stolen away. His pocket is picked by Alex Hannigan. Here's Ross Legal looking to score from the right block. The spin move to the hoop. That's his go-to move. Ross Legal has five.
And I don't know how you're going to stop that.
Wants a timeout. Yeah, you got a 6'8" freight train coming at you. It's going to be a full timeout for Poinette. It's Baraboo 24, Poinette 6. This gives us a chance to thank our broadcast sponsors who make our call possible this evening. They include Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Let's also talk a little bit about some other Thunderbird action and other sports. Girls hockey, the Lightning are going to be hosting Brookfield Central on Saturday. Boys hockey is hosting Viroqua tonight as we speak. Girls basketball will be at Portage on Thursday. Boys swimming has a home duel versus Stoughton tonight. Wrestling team will host a duel versus the Stoughton Vikings on Friday. And the gymnastics team will host Sauk Prairie on Thursday. It's senior night, if you can believe it. We're already talking about senior nights for the winter sports season.
Wow, but lots of events out there for Thunderbird fans. Hopefully the weather will warm up just a little bit, so you want to leave your house.
Just a tad. Well, the weather is cold, but the T-Birds have come out red hot here in the first half. We got 5 minutes to go. Baraboo's got an 18-point lead. Poinette is about to inbound. And Coach Fish has to be pleased with the contributions he's getting all up and down the roster tonight, John.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, it took a little bit to get going early in this game, but Thunderbird's right now running away with it.
And there's a quick foul. I think they got Trayton Hepp getting handsy before the inbound pass. So
for
that's his
Hepp,
first.
Hepp, that'll be his first, yep.
Team's fifth. Try the inbound all over again. There, they get it into Hansen. Back to Hackbart. T-Birds are applying full court, man-to-man pressure. Puma's setting up their half-court offense. That's Bush in the lane. Kicks it out. Now Hansen's got it right wing. Hackbart looking to drive. He finds Ross Legal. He scores over the big man. Nice work by Brett Hackbart. He's got four.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the impressive things about the Thunderbirds' man-to-man defense right now is not only the on-the-ball defense, but the off-the-ball defense has been superior. They don't lose track of the ball often.
Baraboo now leads 24-8. And there's a loose ball stolen away by Poinette. They've got a little mojo going, trying to get back in this game. Trayton Hepp slips at midcourt. He tripped over the midcourt line.
They got to lower that thing a little bit.
Hackbart has the ball stolen away. There's Alex Hannigan doing it again. Run on the break. 1-on-4, and they're going to get him for it. No, they're gonna get, he's going to benefit from a block call here. I thought they might get him on a charge in transition.
I thought it was going to go that way, too. Luckily for the Thunderbirds, it didn't.
And that's going to be the sixth team foul on Poinette. Lefevre's going to check in, replace Hepp. And he sees some chuckles and smiles on the sideline.
And who did they call that foul against?
Number 2, Chase Hansen, I believe. Right. That's his first. So under 4 minutes to go, Baraboo leads by 16. There's Ross Legal on the left elbow. He finds Bo Brewster. He posts up, shoots off the mark. Poinette's got the rebound. Here comes Freimuth. Finds Hansen, left wing. And we got a call off the ball. They got Toby Lefevre with a grab away from the ball. That's going to be the T-Birds' sixth team foul. So down the stretch here, we might see some free throws. Now they're lining up. They're lined up for free throws, but I don't think we're shooting.
No,
yet.
I don't think so. No. Not yet.
You know, it never hurts to try.
That's right.
If someone will give you the ball at the line, you know, more power to you.
But they'll be shooting them from here on out.
Right. Chase Hansen's going to inbound from the baseline. He finds Hackbart. He's looking to score from the right block, and he is denied by Bo Brewster, but fouled. So that'll be a shooting foul and the seventh team foul for the Thunderbirds. That'll give Poinette a chance to crawl back into this game from the charity stripe.
Yeah, that time Toby fell to the floor, and then
yeah,
that's where it came in, and
it
Bo
is
Brewster
hard
picked up the
to
foul.
Play defense from down there. Hackbart's first attempt is good. He's got 5. We mentioned last game for the Pumas, they dropped a 63-59 heartbreaker to Wisconsin Heights. Hackbart's second attempt is no good, but the rebound goes off Ross Legal's hands out of bounds. Poinette catches a break. They're going to keep the ball. These two teams played last year with Poinette winning a home game, 63-57 over the Thunderbirds. Dan Olson's going to check back in, and he's getting to get Ross Legal because it looks like Ross might, I don't know if he's got a bloody nose or just needs a minute. They're giving him a towel, and they were seeing whether the floor needs to be toweled off.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bloody nose. Athletic director Jim Langkamp is on the case. Got a towel. This is the trainer. They're all over this. Big night here at Baraboo High School, a doubleheader. The boys and girls against Poinette here tonight.
I like these doubleheaders. I think it makes for a great atmosphere.
Certainly. Nice inbound pass to Naprawley. He's got a 4-foot shot that he sinks, and he's got 4. Poinette showing some life here late in the first half. They've brought it to within 13. Hannigan looking to dribble and drive. Left hand kiss off the backboard. A sweet
little
penetration
scoop
and scoop and score for Alex Hannigan. 26-11, Baraboo. Hansen. Looking at kissing a little floater, but yeah, he took a little step before the shot. Turnover, Poinette. Bo Brewster is looking a little stiff. He's going to come off the floor and be replaced by Luke Vittengill. Baraboo ball, they're going to inbound from the baseline. Walk it up. We're just over 3 minutes to play. Again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. Ecstatic to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. Baraboo operating its half-court offense. It's Toby Lefevre driving 1-on-3.
Well, it looked that time like a couple of players were playing zone and a couple who were matched up man-to-man.
And Toby didn't care. He was driving to the rack anyway. Good look in the shot attempt, but it's no good. Poinette comes away with the rebound. But like you said, it's good to see that aggressive approach from the Thunderbird guard. But here they find Hackbart. He's into the lane in traffic. Ball was knocked away, but he still comes away with it. Poinette will reload. Hackbart. Looking to score in the low block.
Nice pass.
Little interior pass to Naprawley. He's got another point-blank opportunity, and he converts it. He's got 6. It's a 13-point game.
You got to credit Hackbar for that, though. He did a great job of finding them.
Beautiful piece of interior passing from the Pumas. Baraboo now looking to answer. Alex Hannigan's got it at the left wing. Well, Fever's posted up. He's been trying to do some damage in the paint tonight. Now he fires it out to Jason Zitlow, who is fouled beyond the arc as he tried to get around Freimuth.
I thought Freimuth was the one that got called
for
that.
I think that is a mistake. Yeah, I think they're going to correct that. Hansen is on the other side of the court raising his hands like, what? There you go. It is indeed number 20, Mason Freimuth.
You got to tease Steve Hess there for jumping the gun on that one.
Well, we never say anything wrong.
Of course not.
This puts Jason Zitlow at the line. This is a bonus opportunity with it being the seventh team foul. Zitlow, of course, has had a few three-point makes, and here he sinks a free throw. So he's got seven already here in the first half. He's been a big weapon for the Thunderbird offense from distance this year. We await his second attempt. It is in the air and good. Baraboo builds his lead back up to 15. We're under 2 minutes to play first half.
Baraboo Thunderbird's now 7-10 from the charity stripe.
Ooh, how about that? Coach Fish is going to be happy with that.
I can do the math on that pretty quick, too.
Well, I was making Feldy do math in the first game. I figured you educators know how to do this kind of thing.
That might be a leap of faith.
Here's Chase Hansen with a three-point look from the left wing. No good. Poinette has not been able to buy a triple. Toby LaFever comes away with the rebound. Now he's looking to drive. A spin move. Kicks it out. I thought they might get him for an offensive foul, but it's a block. And that's going to be a free throw opportunity.
It's going to send Toby to the line. Toby is 2-for-4 so far.
Now what, you got a percentage on that?
I do. 50%. Again, I like that kind of math. Nice and easy.
It's best if you can keep things simple. So our score is Baraboo 28, point at 13 with a minute and a half to go. Luke Vittengill has checked out. Replaced by Olsen, I believe. Or no, we got Noctigal in the game, I should say. That free throw attempt is no good. So they missed the front end of a 1-on-1.
No, he's 2-for-5, and I can do the math on that one, too. If it gets any harder, I'm going to have to call Heilman, I think.
And they just got him with a nickel dimer here on the other end. It's going to be a foul on LaFever, and that's going to lead to free throws. That's the easiest free throws that Brett Hackbart is ever going to drop.
And for LaFever, it's going to be his first, I believe.
You are correct. Your math is just out of this world. Attempt from Hackbart is good. He's got six. Second attempt in the air. That's short. Grazes the iron. LaFever's got the rebound. Under a minute and a half to go, first half. Thunderbirds lead by 14. Hannigan on the dribble. Top of the key. Into the lane. Kicks it out to Noctigal. Now LaFever. He's been post up tonight. And there he attempts a turnaround jumper from the just beyond the right block. No good. And Dan Olson's going to get called for a foul, attempting to grab an offensive rebound.
So they're going to walk that down to the other end of the floor.
I take it back. They got Noctigal for this one. He's wondering, what? Say what? Who, me? Bo Brewster checks back in, replacing Noctigal. So this is going to be another free throw opportunity. And the Pumas are taking advantage of an opportunity to get back in this game at the line with no time elapsing. Naprala's already got 6 points. Free throw attempt is off the mark. Dan Olson grabs the rebound. Under a minute to play. Thunderbirds break the pressure and set up their half-court offense. Looking to build on a 14-point lead, perhaps look